This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
All right, 3 o'clock hour. We're starting a little bit late because we went long with Gino Toretta, but that is par for the course for us. Mike Cugno is going to join us this hour from the Dolphins facility. Mike McDaniel is going to be speaking at 3:45, from what I understand. So let's get a quick look at the headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
So the Dolphins did make a roster move today. They cut safety Marcus May, and they have activated rookie safety Patrick McMorris off the injured reserve list. So they waived Marcus May, and they've activated Patrick McMorris.
All right.
They need better safety play. I told y'all Poyer's not doing it, and I'm a fan of Marcus May. He was hell when he was young, but he's old too. Octogenarian secondary for a little while. Yeah,
that is true.
I ain't like it.
Yeah, apparently they're going to want to try to keep Marcus May on the practice squad if he ends up clearing waivers, but that is today's move. Obviously, Dolphins, Thursday, Thanksgiving night in Green Bay, they will play the Packers.
I hate it. I really do. Short
night.
Week.
Prime
short
time.
Week and cold. I didn't even know Tua was 0-7 under 40 degrees, whatever it was you said. Like, I hate this game. I really do.
It's a tough one, but it also can break a ton of narratives if they do win.
Well,
they go on the road, beat a good team. In cold weather, in prime time, like, this will bust a lot of narratives.
Yes, and one of them young quarterbacks coming up behind Tua. Everybody loves Jordan Love. Tua's questioned all the time. I'm with you, but I hate this game. I really do. As a Dolphin fan, I hate this game.
I mean, Jordan Love got paid also.
Yep.
So, like, both these guys got paid.
Very similar, like, situations. But Jordan Love does get, I think, more national respect and love. Tua gets questioned way more than Jordan Love, I think.
Brian Flores made Tua a little baby, went to Minnesota, and has one of the best defenses in the league, and nothing happens. Brian Flores is respected. He made Tua this little delicate flower.
Again, I hate to do this because Tua deserves a ton of praise right now.
You
but
hate Tua. You hate Tua.
I don't. I do not hate Tua. I just would like to point out that last year, despite a small sample size, the Packers quarterback led them to a victory in a playoff game on the road.
Understood. That's the argument, Ender. I get it. Any conversation around Tua always comes back to that. I get it. I'm not certain that it's unfair to do it that way.
How about I tell you this? Tua's numbers, they overshadow Jordan Love's regular season numbers, hands down. Tua's a top in every category. Through 17 games, Tua makes Jordan a quarterback that plays the South Plantation. But since Jordan Love won a playoff game, now you like Jordan Love over Tua. That's the argument, Solana, that I just I don't understand that side of it.
It's not that simple, though, because it's not just the playoff win. Look at this year. His team is 8-3, and he missed some games early on in the season. But
shows you he's not as valuable as Tua.
That's fine. I'm willing to concede.
Our backup came in. We looked like a single A team. His backup came in. They kept winning.
I'm not telling you Jordan Love's a better quarterback than Tua. I don't know if that's true or not. Right now, to me, Tua's been the better quarterback. But just going to your argument, Hawk, the reason why I don't think it's unfair that Jordan Love gets praise and Tua is still questioned, I think it has to do with the fact that in 1 year, Jordan Love, on the road, beat a Cowboys team in the playoffs and then almost won another playoff game, and Tua missed the Dolphins' first opportunity in the playoffs because he was injured with his second concussion, and then last year they got blown out in Kansas City. That's why, and I don't think that's unfair.
Jordan Love or Tua?
That's not the conversation, though.
That is the conversation. Jordan Love is a more successful winning quarterback than Tua. But Tua's numbers, Tua's efficiency, Tua's yards per play, yards per every damn whatever PRs you want to throw out there, Tua's better. But then the team, the organization goes further. So Jordan Love's better quarterback than Tua. Like, that's really what it is. Like, are we managing this right? Or is Tua not as good as Jordan Love? Is Tua not as good as these young quarterbacks?
You think one day we might say that Jordan Love is the greatest quarterback in Packers history?
Why you always talk when I'm rolling and you want to come that crazy?
Who would you rather have, though, for the next 10 years as your starting quarterback, Jordan Love or Tua Tagovailoa?
Hawk.
I'm a Tua guy. I do like Jordan Love, though. He's really good. That's a tough question.
That's a tough one.
Jordan Love's been more durable, but he's still been dinged up with injuries. He's missed time as well.
Smaller sample size, though. Tua's been in the league 5 years. I mean, Tua's been injured every year except for one. Yeah. But Jordan Love has literally played one season for the Packers.
It's funny because the puppy from Washington, I would take over Tua. The guy, what's it, Houston? What's his name?
C.J. Stroud.
Stroud, Jaden Daniels, like, that's a good argument. I don't think I'd take Jordan Love over Tua. I don't think I've seen enough out of Jordan Love.
You wouldn't take Jaden Daniels over Tua yet.
I think he's saying he would.
I'm saying you wouldn't. That's terrible. That's ridiculous.
Looks pretty good this year, Hawk, doesn't he?
Understood, but you had the conversation about RG3 looking good.
I did.
In the first year. I wouldn't go off 10 games.
Yeah, and they've lost three straight. I don't think they're losing because of him, but C.J. Stroud also doesn't – he right now is like a sophomore
Nowhere
slump.
Near as good as he looked last season.
You saw they lost to the Titans this week, and he threw a bad interception as well. Like, he doesn't look as he was advertised to look this year. We lost Crowder, by the way. I'll try to see if I can get him back. I wanted to ask him about Shaq Barrett since Crowder was a linebacker as well, but we'll have to wait on that. The news today, simply, Shaq Barrett applied to be reinstated to play immediately, according to his agents. The Dolphins hold his rights contractually because he was signed to the Dolphins before he retired, right before the season began in July. There was something interesting, though, because he had joined after he announced his retirement. He joined the Up and Adams show with Kay Adams, and he said, she kind of goaded him into the conversation, because I watched the clip this morning, but he basically said he would return for the perfect scenario, and that perfect scenario was going back to Tampa Bay to play with the Buccaneers. So I don't know if he would want to play, even though Barry Jackson said he would be fine playing for the Dolphins, according to a source today. Like, I don't really know what the deal is here, but Shaq Barrett wants to play football again.
He retired because he wanted to be with his kids and wife in Tampa. that's the perfect situation. The hell with the rosters and who this is and that is. He wants to play in his hometown.
It's a 3.5-hour drive, Shaq. I mean, come on.
Have you ever hit Alligator Alley at 1 a.m.?
Alligator?
$7.5 million? I'll make the commute every day.
Listen, you give me $7,500, I'll make the commute. I think he got a little more money than me, though.
One other Dolphins note, Tyreek Hill's traffic tickets for careless driving. Remember, it led to him being detained outside of Hard Rock Stadium before the first game of the season. All those citations and violations have been dismissed. Enter Miami
they
today.
They were dismissed because the cop didn't show up in court for Correct. The hearing today. And then Andy Slater just tweeted out a few minutes ago, Miami-Dade police say their officer did not attend the Tyreek Hill court hearing because of, quote, an oversight on his behalf. Additionally, MDPD, Miami-Dade Police Department, says a citation dismissed due to this reason does not indicate that the citation held no merit. But I mean, we all know what happened there. It was like Dolphins told the cops, "Hey, don't show up for the hearing. Let's get this thing dismissed and move on with our lives."
Tighten up, big dog.
No.
Inter Miami, they have a new manager. Javier Mascherano will replace Tata Martino.
All right.
Is Javier Mascherano, is he good?
There's really not much of a track record here. This, to me, seems like Leo Messi. The dude's a legend on the field. Legend. Played for Argentina, yeah. Center back, defensive mid. He was a number five, really, is what he was. Played for Barcelona, won Champions Leagues. Had a really good run with Liverpool. Like, the dude is a legend on the field. He's been coaching for the U-20 team in Argentina, the national team. He coached their Olympic team, which ended up, I think, as a quarterfinalist and lost. Like, he hasn't coached a club team, so there's no track record. This, to me, is Messi wants his boys. He wanted Alba. He wanted Sergio Busquets. He wanted Suarez on the team. Mascherano was a part of their glory days in Barcelona on the field. Now he's a manager. So Messi's like, yeah, I want my boy coaching me here.
All right.
Makes sense. I don't know what he just said, Hawk.
Well, I would say that as long as Messi can bring you the cup, nobody cares. Bring everybody. But if you're going to get bounced in the first round, it's going to be questioned.
Yeah. The Panthers, they did lose yesterday again to the Caps 4-1. So they have now lost 4 consecutive games. They host the Leafs tomorrow, who are in first place in the Atlantic Division. And tonight, NBA Cup game. The Heat finish out their NBA Cup group play this week. They play today against the Milwaukee Bucks, who have won 4 straight, and they'll play again on Friday versus the Toronto Raptors. The Bucks right now are 2-0 in group play, so essentially, if the Bucks were to win today, the Heat would be eliminated from getting out of the group.
Adetokunbo playing tonight.
Giannis Adetokunbo is good to go.
Giannis Adetokunbo. Adetokunbo for 3.
Giannis Adetokunbo.
Antetokounmpo.
Those never get old. And of course,
my internet's a little shaky here in this country town.
Yeah.
Noticed.
Looks good. Sounds good to us.
Okay.
Of course, the best one, Fat Joe.
Sarabatudo.
Right.
Started with an S.
There was a random piece of NCAA news, but it's ACC football, so I figured it might be of importance here in Miami. Mac Brown has been fired by the University of North Carolina today.
Legend.
Probably dunzo, though, on a sideline.
Pretty much. Yep. Hit the bricks. Yeah.
He's like 88. He's old
Legend.
As hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old is Mac Brown? Let me look.
80.
Older or younger than Jimmy?
No one knows because Jimmy's lying about this 39. Jimmy's Benjamin Button.
Mac Brown is 73.
Damn.
Man, Mac and lived a hard life. He doesn't look. He's younger than my dad.
Now, I know I don't look great for 55.
Nope.
But I was watching Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee today. That dude looks 60 years old.
Aaron's not aging well, is he?
I'm telling you, he looks 60 years old. Did you see him on Pat McAfee today?
I didn't. But, man, maybe he needs a couple more ayahuasca trips to help out that aging process.
Maybe a couple less.
What about the dark basement he lives in? Doesn't he live in like a dark basement?
Yeah, he does the dark retreat.
Yeah, I don't like that. I need human interaction.
That's why you're in a cabin in the woods. Your weather is sponsored by Demesman and Dover Law Firm.
Surrounded by animals.
Call them
866-954-MORE.
Your accident attorneys.
Did you see, by the way, speaking of older people and how they look, did you see Stephen A. Smith last night on Monday Night Football?
No, what'd he do? I was driving.
Because he's trying too hard. You know, he hangs around with Shannon Sharp and Pat McAfee and whatever.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man, he's getting lame.
Yeah, look at that.
He's getting lame. Like, I think
like
he's
a back,
trying.
First of all, backwards hat. What are you doing? He's in his 60s, right?
But he's getting lame almost. Like, we talked to him. He was on the pivot. We had a great conversation. Like, he's a cool guy, but I guess a lot of lame coming out of him. I think the elevation of fame is kind of getting to him, and he's lame.
Yeah. He's definitely absorbing all that, and he's becoming more – you know, fashion aware and workout aware and whatever. But also, like, that outfit just looked silly on a man his age. It just looked silly.
I told you, we're at Fan Fest up in New York. Like, he just points over and talks to people, and nobody's in that direction. Oh, yeah, I'll holler at you later, brother. Good to meet you. And he's just pointing at a wall, and I'm like, bro, there's nobody over there talking to you. He's getting famous and weird.
He's 57, by the way. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Your accident attorney.
2 years older than me?
.com. You should try out that fit, Hawk. I think it would look good.
I might have to now. I didn't know that was one of my peers.
Skinny jeans, black skinny jeans, black leather jacket, backwards hat,
sunglasses at night.
Like he's in the thriller.
It looked like an MJ jacket, didn't it?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, what is
Hawk,
that?
Hawk, you know
look?
What, Hawk? I would say you look like you're 54, but you act like you're 54. You dress like you're 54. Like, you embrace it.
I think it's silly when people try to pretend that they're not in their mid-50s or however old they are. I just think it looks silly on people. You probably see it in Wynwood. You know, these people, they just have no business being out in Wynwood on a Thursday night, you know, at midnight. And it's like, yeah, like, it ain't working, bro.
Oh, my God. Do you see it? You see it a lot in Miami. A lot. Yeah. Can't wait to be that 70-year-old, though. Fit right in. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Your accident attorneys.com. 80 degrees. The lows tonight will be in the low to mid 60s. That is your weather.
Mike Cugno in 1 minute.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Let me rock that donkey, donkey. Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Let me rock that donkey, donkey. Please, please.
Hawk and Crowder.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There are a lot of ways to make whiskey, but there's only one way to make Jack Daniel's. Jack could have been like all those other whiskeys. Instead, they charcoal mellow every single drop of Jack through 10 feet of hard sugar maple charcoal. They only use water of Cave Springs Hollow right there in Lynchburg, Tennessee, where Jack is made. But we don't need to tell you that, do we? Make it count. Jack Daniels, please drink responsibly. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol volume. Jack Daniels Distilling, loose up to the sea. Jack Daniels, owners of Rich Draymond, 21 Jack Daniels, all rights reserved.
Mike Cugno and Crowder had told me his mouth is a little numb from all the boiled peanuts that he ate during the commercial break. You may have heard it there as he was trying to get through that as good as he can, and then just turned off the TV in his hotel room to make sure that there was no background.
It was Kane's Wake Forest game replay. And I listen.
I can only imagine what is going on in your hotel room in southern Georgia on a hunting trip with a cup of boiled peanuts. I can't even imagine.
We're about to bring back some deer sausages, and all y'all are going to be blessed. I'm going to bless you too, Mike.
Yeah, well, give mine to Cugno. Give my portion to Cugno. Mike Cugno, he is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We will use today's Mike Cugno segment as our 15 minutes of game day uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Mike Cugno, sports anchor, of course, at CBS4 locally. You see him nationally on CBS Sports HQ. He also hosts Dolphins Weekly Live on CBS4. Crowder's hunting. Do you want deer sausage when he returns?
Last time I was on, I think you told me you hunt possum, so I'm surprised that's not on the menu.
Yeah, we might eat it. Actually, Thanksgiving, I'm eating at my buddy Brian Crum. I play with him at Florida, and that's why, you know, Woodbine, Georgia is where, you know, we decided to buy some land. And yes, they have possum. They have raccoon in the freezer. They have delicious amenities. I cleaned the rabbit. It's blood. Look, it's blood on my shirt right now. I cleaned the rabbit this morning because they got fish out of rabbit.
We're all proud of you.
I just assumed raccoon was better fresh, like the frozen raccoon. What are we? What are we doing?
What are we, heathens? I mean, how dare you insult us with frozen raccoon?
Come on, man.
Have you, speaking of meat and good meat, you know, the McRib is back, and I was theorizing at the beginning of the show. Your only experience, I'm guessing, with the McRib was on our show, right? You've never had one since, have you?
My first and last McRib was with you guys, yeah.
So you would not have another McRib for us this McRib season?
It might, no. And you know what's funny? It might actually be the last time I went to a fast food restaurant, and I'm not even kidding.
No, nice, because good. We've had you do fast food stuff on this show since then. You went and got mac and cheese at Boston Market.
Milkshake. Didn't you do a milkshake?
Oh, yeah. Didn't you do the Grimace shake?
No. I did the Shamrock. But yeah, okay. So the last time, the only times I've been to fast food places are when you send me.
I think, you know, if you're a good friend of the show, you might go visit a McDonald's for a McRib this McRib season.
I'm going to start charging you for this.
Oh, I'm happy to pay for the right for you to eat a McRib on this show. Listen, that's not going to scare me off at all.
He tips the garbage man $100, Mike. Don't try him.
Somehow that makes it more appealing to me if I have to pay you for the right to you eating a McRib. What would it take? How much would I have to pay you to serve McRibs to your family for Thanksgiving Thursday?
Just walk in with like four bags of McDonald's and be like, here's my contribution.
Like what would it, honestly, do it for free. Do you go somewhere? Do you put it on at your house?
No. We go to my folks' house. Yeah, we go to my parents.
Okay. So what would it take with no context and you are not allowed to explain it for you to say, hey, we'll be I'm assuming that you bring food, right? You're assigned some side dishes or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. My wife usually handles that, but yes.
What would it take for you to show up at your parents' house with like 6 bags of McRibs and not give it any context? Just, hey, so excited to spend Thanksgiving with you guys as usual. We brought some stuff.
Yeah, I'll put it on like in a nice serving dish that has like a top on it. That way when someone pulls it off, they see just all these neatly placed sandwiches like on a really nice piece of china. And that way it fools everyone. I'd do it. I'd do it for free.
Doesn't that sound like a great Thanksgiving? McRibs for everyone?
Yeah, I mean, I might lose some family members over it. You think politics divides people. You should see what would happen if I bring McRibs to Thanksgiving.
That's funny. What will you eat, though? Because, you know, you notoriously won't eat much that's unhealthy. Thanksgiving is pretty much loaded up with unhealthy stuff.
No, it's not. Most Thanksgiving is pretty much healthy food anyway, right? It's a lot of vegetables, a lot of meat, a lot of potatoes.
Yeah, but the vegetables are soaked in cream of onion soup and stuff. Well, you know, like the green bean casserole.
No. Yeah, I don't do the green bean casserole now. I don't do any of that.
Hmm. Sweet potato pie has marshmallows baked into it.
Not mine.
Well, that's my point. So what will you eat? Just dry turkey? The dry white meat turkey?
No, you go dark meat. Turkey, ham, sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes. Whatever else is there.
How do you make the mashed potatoes? It's butter and cream, right?
Yeah, but butter's good. I don't really get it. Don't knock butter. Butter's good for you.
Butter's saturated fat.
Yeah, that's not good, though.
Unsaturated fat. I don't know what I was yelling out, but some butter's pretty good for you.
Whatever you put on the raccoon, that's
right. Crowder powder. You want some Crowder powder for your turkey?
Has anyone done that yet? I mean, that's marketing right there. Crowder powder an entire turkey and then put it in one of those frying things.
Butter, the unsaturated butter, infused it with Crowder powder and butter mix. Oh my goodness! And cook that turkey up. Come on, Mike.
Come on, Mike.
There you go. I'm a man of ideas. You can do this.
What happened? You're not at Dolphins camp? Earlier you had told me you were going to watch Mike McDaniel at 3:45, but now you're not there.
I was at Dolphins camp, but I have to edit my story back here at the station, so I drove back.
So what's your story going to be on? Tua and the cold weather?
Yeah. You know what? A little bit of Tua asked him today about playing at Lambeau Field, and he's like, eyes lit up, and he smiled because you could tell it's like a place he definitely wants to play. He said when he was younger, you know, him and his family go out back and play football on Thanksgiving, imagining they were out there at Lambeau Field. But also we got a little insight on trash talking that he had with some players from the Patriots. So we'll have some fun with that too.
Mike, it sounds good going in the backyard in Hawaii in 72 degrees and playing, and then really damn being in Lambeau. Mike, I said it earlier, I hate this game. I hate this game. Yeah. I think if it was in Miami, I would pick the Dolphins. I hate the Dolphins going to cold weather. I hate the short week. I just don't like this game for the Dolphins. Is it anything there for me? Please talk me off the ledge.
Yeah, look, I'm with you. This feels like the game that Miami could end up losing. But I will say this. It's been such an unorthodox season. Use that to an advantage. You know, this isn't the game the Dolphins typically win. Well, make it the game they win. And I like what they've done offensively in terms of how their philosophy has changed, where it's not all Tyreek and Jalen Waddle, and they spread the ball around like 7 or 8 different guys every game, and they're able to use the short pass game, you know, almost as an extension of the run game when that's not there. I think the offense is building towards being more competitive in these games. So that's why I don't completely count them out. Historically speaking, I'm with you, Crowder. This is one that you could almost schedule as an L for the Dolphins for whatever reason. Tua in the cold, the Dolphins in the cold, Mike McDaniel in the cold, going on the road, all that, all the above. But I think they have done enough to show you that you can't just write them off in this game because of the way their offense is playing. They can play keep away from other teams, and other teams are good offenses, right? We now know they can do the 10-15 play drive if they want to. And it almost seems like they can do it at will at this point. So I don't write them off out of this game. I don't think this is going to be the typical, oh, it's a cold game in November or December. Just give the Dolphins a loss. I don't subscribe to that with this team, the way they're playing right now.
Adam Beasley tweeted out after the game on Sunday, this Dolphins team is better than any team left on their schedule. So that would include, obviously, Thursday at Green Bay. So if they don't go and win Thursday in Green Bay, then what is, I mean, then do you start to make the conclusion that Tua is incapable of winning the big game in prime time, or Mike McDaniel is incapable of getting it together against a good team when he needs to? Like, do you think they're better than Green Bay, which is what Beasley says, and then, you know, extrapolate it out if they win or don't win?
I think with Tua, yes. I do give them the edge, and I do agree with Beasley, at least for this game. The 49ers, I know they're not exactly what they've been the last couple of years. They've been banged up. And then the Texans, you know, I thought looked amazing to start the year, and they've kind of come back to earth. So Adam might be right in that sense that they are the best, or, you know, they should be able to win every game that's on their schedule. But this is the NFL. That, you know, look at the Panthers pushing KC to the edge. This isn't like college football, where before teams even hit the field, you kind of know who will win games just based on their record, based on the talent they have. This is different. So I don't write them off even if they lose this game, but they'll be the first to tell you that the narrative doesn't change around them until they change it. So, you know, they understand what's at stake in that situation, that narrative will continue if they don't win this game, maybe rightfully so. But the way the way this NFL season is, I'm not necessarily a big buyer in that they can never get it done. This will hang around them until they do it.
Hey, Cuño, what's been the bigger surprise over the past month? Chop Robinson looking like maybe one of the best edge rushers in the NFL, or Jonnu Smith looking like Tua's best target?
You know, I'm gonna say Jonnu, and only for this reason, and it was more so because I don't think we expected the offense to evolve this way. You know, you basically had the first half of the season without Tua, so even if this is what they wanted to do, they couldn't do it because Tua wasn't there, so you weren't really sure. So these last couple of weeks, it's been a big surprise. The other end with Chop Robinson, it almost takes me back to Jalen Phillips' first year, where it took him over like 4 or 5 weeks, something like that, before those sacks started to come, and they come in bunches. Chop's extremely fast off the ball. He'd been missing QBs by a half step, a step here and there. You could almost see it building. It was just when was the avalanche going to come? And now it's kind of coming. So you could almost forecast that this was about to happen with Chop. With Jonnu, I just think you knew what talent he had, but you were just wondering how this all fit together in the offense. And now that Tua is here and you see the way they can spread it out, and watching defenses continue to still, you know, double team Tyreek or Jalen, and that opens up. We needed to see that evolve. And now we are seeing it. That's why I just don't think we expected it, because the Dolphins, even though they told us in the offseason, which is ironic, they basically told us, hey, our offense is going to be these longer sustained drives. We just didn't believe it because of who their personnel is. And then Tua gets hurt. Now we see it, and so that's why it's kind of surprising.
And Mike, with the offense, I understand. I'm with you now. It's obvious you're going from 11 points a game now into the mid 20s. Tua's back, and you see it's honestly two touchdowns a game that Tua adds to this offense. Yeah. Defensively, though, like you bring up, Zalana brought up Chop Robinson. We know Calais is playing well. Sealer's playing well. Jalen Ramsey is going to be a Pro Bowl. Like, has Anthony Weaver figured it out and kind of, you know, the calls and his personnel, or are we just playing bad offenses? Because we're shutting people down, but the Patriots are the Raiders were garbage. Like, what side is it? Is it bad opponents, or is Anthony Weaver figuring out what he has and how to use them?
You know, that's a good question. I do want to give Anthony Weaver credit, because look what he did against the Rams, right? Like, Anthony Weaver comes out of that, what was it, a Thursday night game? I'm forgetting, or Monday night game? Yeah. he comes out of prime time as maybe the most talked about Dolphin in a prime time game where they go on the road to LA and they shut down that offense, which is loaded with weapons. So, you know, I understand, like, when you watch that Raiders game, you see the way they move the ball, and they were still kind of in it there towards the end. I get why the question is, but it almost seems like even the players are kind of surprised by some of the stuff because it's almost so good. Like, think about what the Dolphins defensive coordinator position has been the last few years. There was one year where they had, multiple DCs. Then you have a guy in Vic Fangio that clearly didn't get along with everybody. And it seems like everybody loves Vic. Anthony Weaver.
Anthony Weaver, yes.
It seems like everyone loves him. Everyone's bought into him. So I do want to give him a lot of credit and the belief that they have in this defense. But I think a lot of credit also has to go to what Zach Sealer means to this defense. Because I'm willing to bet, had Zach played against the Cardinals and had he played against the Bills, I think the Dolphins come out with a win in at least one of those games. I think that injury will look back and can say, man, that really affected this could have really had a bad effect on the Dolphins season, that fluke injury at practice. I do want to give Zach Sealer a ton of credit for what he means to this defense, too.
Cuño, today is National Cake Day. Have you ever heard the segment with Solana and the frozen chocolate cake?
I don't believe so.
All right, well, I invite you to listen to the next segment, okay? Wherever you're at, the 4 o'clock segment, we're going to take a little trip back in time to play what we consider to be one of the top 3 segments that has ever transpired on this show.
Really? Is this good for Solana or bad for Solana?
Solana?
Terrible.
This is not good for me, Mike. Please don't listen.
All right, then I'm going to listen. Usually I hang up and like crack my phone and throw it away and be like, I hope they never call me again. But now I will sit tight and take a listen.
And Mike, are you a birthday guy? Do you want to be celebrated on your birthday?
No,
do you want to be praised?
No, I'm really like if everyone like and you do the birthday now for like your family, right? I'm like the guy that like if you left me alone on my birthday, that's a good birthday. That's where I'm at.
It's Jimmy's birthday today. He took the day off for his birthday.
That's ridiculous.
What?
Yeah, Jimmy took the day off for his birthday.
Who approves that? Who approves scheduling?
Well, no one knew. No one knew till we got in and he wasn't here.
You think they asked me, Mike, you think they asked me? I'm not even on the text thread or the email lines or whatever they call these things.
You're not even in the state. I know they don't ask you to have input on any of that. So
no.
You wouldn't take the day off on your birthday, Mike?
No, I don't think I ever have, unless it falls on like a Friday or Saturday, and like the wife wants to do something.
All right, fair enough.
Hey, Mike, do you hunt? I know you fish. Do you hunt?
No, I've never been hunting. I've been spearfishing, obviously fishing, but no, I've never hunted.
Is it crazy to have my 4-year-old out here chasing?
I haven't been invited, Crowder. Let me rephrase.
Would you go
hunting?
Okay,
so you would.
In a heartbeat.
Oh, you got to come up here, but you got to stay at a country inn. And I have blood all over myself from cleaning rabbits earlier because my kids had to eat.
Julio would stay outside in a tent.
I was going to ask whose blood, but yeah.
Bugs. Bugs Bunny. Yeah. Okay, Cuño, I can bring you up here to South Georgia. It's a lot of fun.
I'm down. Let's do it.
Yeah. You ever eat boiled peanuts, Cuño?
Yeah. Yeah,
really?
What's wrong with that? Yeah.
Well, they're mushy for one thing.
You're going to criticize boiled peanuts of all the things you eat?
It's ridiculous.
I mean, you got to draw the line somewhere. I mean, a McRib is delicious. It's firm. It's tangy.
Just keep sending me videos of the croutons you get at restaurants. I love
those
that.
Croutons are so good. Cornbread croutons at Calaveras Cantina at Meisner Park. It's the best crouton I've ever had.
Game changer.
Are they like crunchy?
Yeah, they're croutons. I mean, if they weren't crunchy, it would just be cornbread.
I'm just making sure. Right, okay, so that confirms it. Stale bread.
Stale bread.
Have a great Thanksgiving, Cuño. I'm telling you, listen to the next segment. It's the greatest celebration of National Cake Day you will ever hear.
Yeah, I'm on it. Okay.
All right. Very good. Mike Cuno from CBS 4 can't get off the phone fast enough.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You have part of your ass on your foot.
Not a deformity. It's a skin graft.
Huh. It's a deformity. I hate to break it to you.
Hawk and Crowder.